to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the news.
I'm on the stage, every foul wicked spirit in the host, the news.
20 minutes, that Derulve on the news, spread out.
On the news, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really tap into the adversarial kind
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'm TC Downey, and with me on the air is Zach Black. Zach, how you doing today, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, dude. Looking forward to this being the longest show I'll do, so. I knew you'd be the guy to pick 15 minutes, man, which is why I said, you know, it could be 15 minutes, it could be 2 hours. It's all good.
I don't know about 2 hours, man. That's a long time to carry the show, but I know you could probably do it.
I don't know, man. If it wasn't for Jason Sorrell, I highly doubt that I would make it to the end of 2 hours every Sunday like we do. So, what's good? What's going on, man?
Oh, not too much, man. Just the life, day by day, trying to get shit together and move forward. Not a whole lot new going on.
Right on. How's things getting together for that Pagan Festival you're attending? Is it in October?
Yeah, that's October 1st. It's going to be held Tuscan Valley, I think, about an hour and a half northeast of Sacramento in wine country. It's a Pagan Festival, and I think it's like a tree-hugging festival. They kind of combined it so that they'd have enough people to show up, and there's going to be private vendors, and it should be a lot of fun. From October 1st to October 2nd. 2 days.
2 days. So,
yep.
Are you going to know who you are come the end of that 2 days?
Are they going to know who I am?
No, are you going to?
Am I going to know who they are?
No, who you are.
I don't understand. Am I going to know who I am?
Yes, that's it right there.
What does that mean?
That means that I anticipate 2 days of partying with pagans. At the end of it, you might not know who you are.
Oh, okay, at the end of it. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I mean, it's all the weed and wine and mead and drugs you can do. Shit, I don't know. I might just wind up stumbling off in the woods somewhere.
Hugging a tree, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. So, wow, man. I mean, it's been a couple months now since you, took a step back from doing your co-hosting. And I was kind of curious if, you might want to do a little bit of reflecting as to how you enjoyed your time as co-host and, if it was more of a pain in the ass.
Actually, it was a big honor to do it, and I actually enjoyed doing it. We had a lot of good conversations. A lot of good topics, did a lot of good highlight editions together. Unfortunately, when my work schedule changed, I picked up a new job, and it was cutting it close. Like, I could do the ooze, then I had to be at work an hour later. So in order to do the ooze, I had to get up earlier.
Right on.
Yeah, just kind of cut in. Just bad timing.
Yeah.
We had an interesting people step in, the girls, Betty Doom, Lexi, Bobo.
Right on.
Yeah, so I thought it made it a little more interesting.
There was a kind of a suggestion made last night by Female Satan that we should at least do an occasional highlight edition still, and one of the people she suggested was Betty Doom. So.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Betty Doom is a very intricate and complicated woman. Yeah, yeah. That would be. I'd like to do that. In fact, if we can get Betty Doom on here, to do a highlight edition. I want to be the co-host for that day.
All right, then in that case, it's locked in. If I can get her to do it, then we'll do it like that.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, not a ton of a lot to say. Shin's over 2,000 users now, right?
Yeah, almost 2,100, about 10 shy.
All right, so we need 10 people who listen to the news to go tell 10 of their friends.
Yep. So, ask me something. What do you have in plan for the ooze in the near future?
Well, I've been trying to develop it as a channel rather than just a standalone show. I'm trying to get as many shows aired as possible, like the Fallen Edition. Jason does the Luminous Edition on Tuesday nights usually. So that's kind of my plan, is to just keep developing shows like that. The problem is that you have to have a certain level of trust with the people that you give the keys to. I mean, you know how it goes. You've been a site owner for a while now, and you can't just hand over your passwords to somebody without having that concern that, you know, you might come back and find it's everything's deleted and, you know, Powerpuff Girl episodes are uploaded or something.
Right.
So, but that's my plan there in terms of that. I'd like to actually do more of these Outbreak editions than just that once a week, but I know that's taxing as it is on Jason, so... I think unless I can pick up another co-host or two, that's, you know, maybe not so realistic at this point in time.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, I mean, in fact, out of the three days of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday slot, the Outbreaks edition is personally my favorite.
Right on. That's something I guess maybe I should be throwing out there for listeners' choice, too. Is there a specific style of ooze that you like? I've been asking just about everybody and repeating this every night since I started this little 2-year celebration, but what I've been asking is that they, if they have a favorite episode, tell me what it is. And, also if they have like a favorite quote or something that was said here on the news, that too. I got a couple of really good replies over the past few days, but not nearly enough to really make it some kind of, true vote, you know?
Yeah, you know, another cool thing is I don't know how well it would work, but if we could have, like, say, like a music highlighted it, where, like, you know, we could slide in, you know, talk for 10 minutes, then slide in a song, you know, stuff like that, kind of mix it up a little bit so it's not just all talk. I also like this prank call edition where we just do nothing but call out people. You know, we can round up all the phone numbers of all the douchebaggeries and all the pompous, arrogant fucks and just call them up, call them out, you know. I think that'd be kind of amusing.
Yeah, that'd be fun. If we could find somebody who wants to host that, that'd be awesome. I'm down for that.
I'd love to host that.
All right. Well, I mean, if you could make a weekly commitment to it and pick whatever time slot you want to put it in.
I'm not talking on a weekly thing. I'm just talking about a one-time thing.
Oh, one-time thing. Oh, well, that's fine as well, man. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I was just thinking that, you know, you might find more people than you realize to prank call. There's a lot of dipshits out there.
That's true.
But, yeah, if you just wanted to do it as a one-time thing, man, hook it up.
Cool. I'll dig through my little black satanic book here and dig out the names.
Right on. And now as far as the music thing goes, I used to actually do something like that on Twisted Radio. And my concern would be cutting into Jake Darkrider's audience, you know. If I was to do something like that, I might ask him to, Jake himself, to pick up a co-host slot.
That'd be cool. And you know what? A Jake highlight edition would be cool, too.
Yeah, that's true. That would be cool.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
But anyway, there's only a few minutes left in the show. Is there anything particular you remember over the past 2 years that was funny or you found insightful?
Well, you know, the one thing I'd like to say, though, is, I've learned a lot from listening to various people's opinions and stuff like that. Made me think about certain things that I normally probably would never come across and think about. But I really like is the participation that, you know, we have all these people calling in. Almost every show we get somebody to call in, somebody from the audience. You know, sure, it's usually the same half dozen people, man, but it really adds to the show, and it really changes the dynamics of the show. It really makes it interesting.
Right, in a way they kind of become like co-hosts themselves. You get used to the different characters, so it does give it a nice dynamics. So maybe that's something we'll work on, is trying to get at least one show that has more audience participation.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, fuck, dude. We're almost out of time. I can't really think of anything else to ask you, so.
Yeah, me neither. I guess we won't, don't need to kick a dead horse here.
Right on, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, YouTubies. Thank you. Take it easy.
Later. All right. So, Zach Black, SatanicInternationalNetwork.com. Check it out. Sign up. The chat room's always popping. While you're there, at the very bottom of the page, you'll find some links to creativeoddities.com. That's Jason Sorrell's website. You can go buy a t-shirt or whatever there. T-shirt, bumper sticker. Hell, I think he'd appreciate a fucking email just saying you liked his work or something. And if you're still looking for something else to fuck around at, there's also eminentmind.info. We got to warn you, you need to put your thinking cap on before you go there. So, with all that being said and done, tomorrow night, same time, Avenger Satanus, and Ooze 2 years keeps rolling.
Thank you for listening to the Ooze. Opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by TC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but this is the old expression goes. Tough luck. Special thanks to Dad Rocky DeRoma for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official Blog Talk radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?